He also, his poems offer also, the second poem I'll read, it derives a lot from movies, from early movies, in which you see some situation like a kind of battle, war, gunfire between two gangs and someone imprisoned by one gang. This poetry written in 1928 about warfare between gangs, which reminded one rather of Western movies, as a matter of fact, seemed very strange then, but in a way I think it was prophetic of a lot of warfare which happened later. Control of the passes was, he saw, the key to this new district. But who would get it? He, the trained spy, had walked into a trap for a bogus guide, seduced with the old tricks. At Greenhearth was a fine site for a dam and easy power, had they pushed the rail some stations nearer. They ignored his wires. The bridges were unbuilt and trouble coming. The street music seemed gracious now to one for weeks up in the desert. Woken by water running away in the dark, he often had reproached the night for a companion, dreamed of already. They would shoot, of course, parting easily, who were never joined. It's lines that the bridges were unbuilt and trouble coming. It's a strange kind of mixture of something which is both funny and rather sort of tragic at the same time, a sort of joke, a joking kind of language, which you don't quite understand what it's about, but it sounds sort of vaguely rather sinister. Well, when I first met Auden, when I was an undergraduate, I was writing very romantic poetry, and so it was a considerable shock to meet Auden. I used to read, he used to read me his poems, and then sometimes I used to show him my poems, and he'd read, about 500 lines or something, and he'd say, I think one line is rather good, and I'd say, and I think a line I remember, which I'd put in obviously, because I'd been reading him, was in a new land, shooting is necessary. It was sort of picked out of about 500 lines. So, anyhow, the result was that, still being very romantic, I kind of adopted my emotional style to Auden's very clipped, clinical style, symptomatic style.